Today's program was brought to you by Blueprint, the original juice cleanse program to offer different levels of intensity depending on your needs and current diet. For more information, visit blueprint.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Welcome back to HRN Community Sessions. This is Sari Kamen from HeritageRadioNetwork.org, and we're continuing our coverage of the upcoming Vendy Awards that are happening September 7th in Industry City. I am very, very happy to welcome my guest, Adam Sobel of the Cinnamon Snail Food Truck.
Howdy do.
Hi, Adam.
How's it going?
He just made that weird sound effect.
I've got a whole soundboard of Hulk Hogan sound bites I'm going to just keep blasting with this whole time.
Don't stop.
It's going to be like, Hollywood Hogan! Hollywood Hogan! The whole time.
I'm clearly just going to laugh the whole time, and we're not going to get anything done.
Yeah, that's unfortunate about Hollywood Hogan.
That's the thing about Hollywood
Hulkamania!
Hogan.
Hulkamania!
Oh my god.
Hulkamania!
We're actually going to talk about vegan food trucks, but obviously we're just going to make Hulk Hogan sound effects.
Hulkamania!
He's really good at that.
Yeah, that's my other job. You know, when I'm not working on the snail, I actually have a Bluetooth link to all the online Hulk Hogan soundboards. And when they press a button, I just got to speak into the Bluetooth with the required.
So you're on call.
Yeah.
24/7.
It's really kind
of
inconvenient.
You're like a doctor of Hulk Hogan.
It sucks at night when I'm trying to rest.
I bet.
It really sucks.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Well, back to biz. We'll get back to that later, I guess. So Adam is the chef and owner of the most amazing vegan food in the world.
Oh, gosh.
I myself am a big fan. The Cinnamon Snail food truck running all over NYC and Jersey, dishing out super amazing sandwiches, pastries, donuts, iced coffees, everything. The food is so good.
Yeah, I don't know what inspired me to just do everything. Like, I think about what we do, and we just made it as complicated as
they have so many things.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even know how we fit it all on our truck.
Wow. I definitely don't know.
It's a challenge. It's like playing Tetris in our refrigerator for sure.
How do you make it so good?
How do I make it so good? I don't know. I guess, you know, certainly we just have a lot of great people helping us do it, first of all, because the volume we're doing things in at this point is so out of hand, and I've really had to get good at training people to make things exactly how I would make it if I was the one who made it. And our staff just rocks at that.
Yeah.
You know, we have really a great crew of people who has a knack for learning everything and really good attention to detail most of the time. And yeah,
well, how many people work? I mean, how many people can fit in that truck?
Like 1,000 people.
Wow.
They're really small.
Really, really
but
tiny
like
people.
If they're normal sized people, we could fit 4 or 5 people.
So anywhere from like 4 or 5 to 1,000.
Yeah, when we first, you know, New York City has this super complicated licensing process for food vendors, and you know, we're always looking for new people to work on our truck, but it takes 3 months to obtain the license that the city requires you to have. And
is that the food handler's license?
It's a certain mobile food vendor's license, and they treat it really seriously because there's kind of this war against street vendors. And if they come on the truck to inspect you, and anyone doesn't have this license, they get, you know, taken away in handcuffs sometimes, and you get hit with like $1,000 fines. And so it's really important that everybody goes through this pain in the butt process to get this license. So when we first started operating in the city, there were only a few of us who were licensed. There were 3 of us at first. So every day was 1 or 2, no, 2 or 3 people on the truck at most every day. and we were so inundated. I felt so bad, but we'd be hustling as fast as we could, and there'd be a line down the block, and we were really struggling to keep up with it. And, you know, now we fit more and more people into the truck, and we're still struggling to keep up with it because the lines are getting longer and longer, and more people find out about us.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a challenge.
For all of you out there who have eaten at the Cinnamon Snail, you'll know what I'm talking about. And for those of you who haven't, when you see it, I mean, the lines go down the blocks. And this is like vegan food, midtown Manhattan, lunchtime. Like the suits are out. Everybody's out. Everybody wants to get that vegan food.
Yeah. And, you know, primarily not people who are even vegetarian.
Right. No way.
For me, so much of why I do what I do.
Yeah.
You know, we could have done a restaurant, and I feel like having worked in a lot of vegan restaurants, so many of the people who come to vegan restaurants are already vegan or vegetarian.
Right.
Whereas this is really just out there, and we have this display case filled with really yummy looking donuts, and people see this long line and think, oh man, this must be something special. And
yeah.
So a lot of people check it out, and it may be the only veg restaurant that they really eat at for some of these people. And, you know, to me, that's the whole point. If I can drop the seed that, you know, these people can start to understand vegetarianism and open their mind a little bit to it and overcome some of the stigmas about it. You know, that's really a driving inspiration behind what we do.
Well, I was watching your video on the Vendy Awards website, which, by the way, is super kooky.
It's really kooky.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they went on set. This was actually in a Hollywood studio. They did this all. And they had an actor play me for that.
No.
And he was nuts. Like, he was out of control.
That's so amazing. He looks exactly like you.
Yeah, they did a lot of makeup.
That's good casting.
It was super silly stuff. And, you know,
I hope you approved of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's all right with me.
All right. Well, for those of you who haven't seen it, go to the Vendy Awards website and click on the Cinnamon Snail video, and you'll see, if you could see quotation marks on the radio, you would see them. Adam, in quotation marks, or apparently his doppelganger actor, in like a spandex onesie, like off the shoulder, purple.
Yeah, I think he was eating donuts out of his unitard.
Oh my God. It's a unitard. They were throwing donuts at him, and he was like dancing. It was so kooky. But, it was really funny. That actor did a very good job playing.
Yeah, I mean, in real life, though, just so you guys know, I'm more of like a nutty professor type, really into Bunsen burners and, you know, measurements and joules per coulomb and all this stuff. I really don't get into any kind of gymnastics routine in the kitchen.
Or spandex.
No spandex.
No spandex in the kitchen.
Nary a spandex unitard in my collection.
Especially not a purple off-the-shoulder one.
No.
Wow. Well, that's a relief. Because only serious candidates at the Vendys this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, you know, the first couple, you know, this is our fourth year at Woo-hoo! The Vendy Awards. It's just really epic. And
yeah. And you're up for like the big dog.
Yeah,
this year.
I mean, we could win the golden toilet bowl, and then
I thought it was. I a don't plunger. Know what's
that. Oh, it's a blender.
A blender.
Yeah,
a plunger.
A plunger. Yeah, I think we're gonna get all kinds of knickknacks and paddywhacks and bric-a-bracs. They're gonna give out everything to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when I started doing the truck. I guess the Vendy Awards had been around for a couple years, and as I was building the truck, I was thinking, man, it would be so ridiculous if vegetarian food could be at the Vendy Awards.
Yeah.
And little did I know we'd be nominated 4 years in a row like that.
Yeah.
And
now you're not even
thing.
In the vegetarian category. You're just like,
yeah, yeah.
You could take it all home.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. It's super exciting. So we're definitely going to give it our best shot. I can't say we've got it in the bag. I know some of the other food looks awesome this year and every year, really. It really is kind of the Oscars of street food, like they say it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but the reason I was talking about your video, not to just talk about the amazing spandex performance. Was that you said something really funny and cool? Was that you were talking about how like vegan donuts are the gateway drug for you guys? Like you lure people to your truck, you know, with the promise of like amazing creme brulee donuts, and then all of a sudden they're like eating tofu. It's like this whole conspiracy on your end to get people to eat, you know, just like healthier food necessarily eat meat every day.
Donuts are super lovely. Don't get me wrong, but I don't hardly eat our donuts at all anymore. It's actually a really dangerous occupational hazard being around fresh-made donuts every day. And really, I don't intend to get people eating oodles of donuts.
Right.
But if that's what they need to have the courage to check out some of the other things we have, and you know, so many people will come and just get donuts for the first while they are customers of ours. And then they start checking out our sandwiches.
Yeah, and like they see other people with their sandwiches. Get super excited. And they're like, man, that looks good.
Yeah, and people who otherwise would never think of eating, you know, a tofu sandwich for lunch. You know?
Yeah. But your tofu tastes not like other tofus.
Yeah, well, we get really nice local tofu that we use for it, and we just know how to hook it up.
Yeah, you do.
A lot of, you know, it's really a challenge. Now I'm working on a cookbook, and it's due out in a while. Don't get too excited.
I'm really excited. Was this breaking news?
No.
Let's pretend like it is. All right. Breaking news. We need a sound effect.
I'm coming out with a cookbook, and it comes with a DVD set, and I'll do dances on it. And only you will have one. Every DVD is different with a different dancing. So please order it now.
Call now. And if you call in the next 20 minutes, you get a plunger.
Yep, you get golden plungers. So I'm doing this cookbook, and it's super tricky because a lot of our food is pretty complex. Like, there's many different components and condiments, and so it's interesting translating this to a cookbook, because I know you don't want to go home and make a sandwich that takes you all night to make different creams and different marinades and all this stuff. Yeah, I'll make it for you. That's why you could just come to us instead. But okay. Yeah, so the cookbook's, you know, an awesome opportunity to do a lot of things that we can't even really do in the truck. I mean, there will definitely be some of everybody's favorites in our book, but, you know, it's an opportunity to do all kinds of dumplings, all kinds of steamed buns, all kinds of cool things that, you know, we don't have the equipment to do, or it's not feasible in our trucks.
So. We're going to take a quick break and get a shout out from our sponsors. And then we're going to be back with Adam Sobel from Cinnamon Snail.
Hulk Hogan!
This one's called Dumbo's Clot 1 by Space Disease on the Heritage Radio Network.org.
The original juice cleanse program to offer different levels of intensity depending on your needs and current diet. Designed to purify and detoxify, Blueprint Cleanse is made from the freshest 100% raw and USDA certified organic ingredients, cold pressed to retain nutrients and flavor. Blueprint also offers a line of organic juices, cold pressed and raw, in a variety of fruit and vegetable combinations and available in individual bottles. Blueprint Cleanse is available at Whole Foods Market and many other retailers across the U.S. To learn more about their line of organic cleanses, juices, and other products, visit them today at blueprint.com or call them at 866-774-6831. That's 866-774-6831. Work hard, play hard. Cleanse, repeat.
Okay, we're back with HRN Community Sessions. We're in the back of Roberta's live in Bushwick. This is Sari Kamen from heritageradionetwork.org. And I'm in the studio with chef and owner of Cinnamon Snail, the most righteous vegan food truck around.
Cookies.
He just told me to give him more direction, and now he's like, says that. So, speaking of cookies, I would like to hear more about why your food is so delicious. I mean, I've had vegan food. I was vegan for a couple years in my youther years, my younger days. And
just so you guys out there in Radio Land know, she's like 500 years old and stuff. Like, she has a youthful sounding voice. Like, 500. There's life support systems everywhere in the studio. But
that may or may not be true.
She sounds very, like, she could be 20. I don't know.
I don't know.
The voice. Oh, my God.
It's all that vegan food. Yeah. All that cinnamon snail. It was
those couple years of veganism.
It was your donuts that did it.
Uh-huh.
So, I've eaten a lot of vegan food in my life. I have to say, I have. And it's just nothing I've ever had has been as flavorful as the dishes that you guys serve out of that truck.
Oh, well, thanks.
Well, it's true. And I just want to talk about, like, every time I eat something, there's so much going on. It's like there's pestos and curries and, like, spiciness. Like, you guys just bang it out and take it to the next level.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I definitely like my food to be an intense experience.
Yeah.
The food I eat as much as the food I cook. And, yeah, I guess it's a little bit of that obsession with the sensory experience side of food that leads me to make stuff that's pretty layered flavor-wise, where there's, you know, nice kind of marinades that put a base flavor in, and then, you know, there's several different condiments that play off each other nicely, and a good balance of different textures. And
there's so many influences from so many different kinds of ethnic cuisines there too.
Yeah.
And how did you learn about all these different spices and flavor combinations?
Just really through playing with stuff. I never went to culinary school. In fact, I really hated school in general altogether and was kind of tossed.
Like a touch of that ADD there?
Just like a really bad kid.
Yeah.
I got thrown out of so many schools and transferred, and I didn't like doing homework. And I did like doing things that were not okay. And, you know, I had a child very, very young. I'm a dad of two and had my first child when I was 18 or 19.
Wow.
And, which kind of forced me to really get my life together to provide for a family, and started working in restaurants and really just learning that way. I never wanted to do culinary school. I just wanted to learn how to make really yummy food for my wife. And so I just kept a really, really open mind and worked in a lot of different restaurants. But you know, even outside of restaurants, just always really exploring everything I could get my hands on, different ingredients. We traveled a lot and went to a lot of fun places with interesting types of food.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you were able to taste a lot of those cuisines firsthand and then bring those taste memories back into your food.
I definitely don't try to pretend that any of our stuff is authentic, some ethnic cuisine or something. The food that I create, I just really enjoy, I guess, what my imagination conjures up for the implementation of different types of herbs and different types of cooking processes.
So what are some of your favorite ingredients to cook with?
Well, man, I'll tell you kind of my desert island favorite seasoning is totally umeboshi plum vinegar, which is in an embarrassing amount of stuff on our truck. It is really such a versatile ingredient that really brings out incredible flavors in so many different types of cuisine. It's a very umami-ridden, like, tangy and sour and salty flavor. Within some moderation, it really acts to just bring out great highlights and different flavors. So it's in quite a fair number of our marinades. And I love everything. I love fresh herbs. You know, a lot of our marinades incorporate, you know, fresh Thai basil or lemongrass or sage. You know, right now we're changing our menu actually in a few days. Next Thursday it's going to be. Or no, this Thursday.
Oh, breaking news.
Yeah, it's like the day after tomorrow.
Breaking news on heritageradio.org.
Yes.
Another and, big one.
There's going to be some cool stuff on it. You know, now it's fall and we're getting into fig season. So one of my favorite things to do this time of year is we do fresh fig pancakes where we have a batter that once it's on the griddle, we'll put the sliced fresh brown turkey figs on the pancake so that when it flips, they kind of get all caramelized and crispy on the one side. And we serve it with a chamomile blood orange syrup and pine nut butter. And that's
where do you come up with these combinations? I mean, are they just something that like you think about before you go to sleep and you're like, oh, that would taste good together?
I don't know what it is.
You have like just a crazy like laboratory brain going on in there.
Yeah,
really unique flavor combinations.
Some of it comes really immediately, like this is exactly what we gotta do. And then some of it I'll have kind of an idea and then I'll like remix it in my mind a few times. Like another thing that's going to be coming back on the menu this week, which is so many people's favorite that we serve during the fall and winter, is we do this really ridiculous Thanksgiving sandwich. It's ridiculous.
No, and it's redonkulous.
It's so it has porcini mushroom simmered seitan and this cranberry orange relish and marinated kale and this roasted garlic aioli. And last year we did it with a grilled fennel stuffing, but this year I decided we would do it a little bit different. I'm going to do it with this sage parsnip bread pudding onto the sandwich, and it's going to just be super dope. And yeah, that's kind of how things evolve. Like cool. We did it last year, and this is kind of like version 2.0, and I'll tweak different things and keep, you know, dragging it further and further into the area of yumminess that I see fit.
Well, I have a question because this is sort of like a controversial, like hot button issue is like the idea of like creating vegetarian food that resembles meat products. And like, I know Kathy Irway just talked about this on her show here and Erica Wise was just talking about like a lot of people don't understand why vegetarians would want to eat food that resembles meat or is sort of like a mock meat. And like, what, I mean, a lot of your food is like that, you know, it's sort of like a play or, you know, not
I
like,
yes, you know, I certainly don't try to use anything that's pretending to be something. It's not, you know, like I don't do some kind of vegan chicken salad sandwich or some kind of, grilled cheese. Like we don't rely on any kind of fake cheese or fake meat or, anything that's, you know, trying to pose as some kind of, you know, dead animal's body. On some level, I agree, it's kind of really morbid. And aside from that, a lot of that stuff is really kind of counter to the reasons that I'm vegan and vegetarian, is, you know, really for ethical reasons. And
how long have you been?
I've been vegan for about 12 years. I went vegan when my daughter was born.
Your children are vegan?
Yeah, I've got two kids that are raised vegan, and we're home birthed, and we homeschool them.
You're big hippies.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't listen to that kind of music, so I think that's kind of one of the qualifying hippie things, but anyway.
You don't smell like patchouli.
Yeah, I put no patchouli on. I just dipped myself in sandwich fragrances at all times, immersed in the smell of
delicious
caramelized onions.
Cool. Well, I think you answered that really well. And
all right.
Moving on. Let's talk Vendy Awards, because that's coming up, and that's big. And what are you going to be making that day?
Oh, cool. So, What I feel is the most fun at the Vendy Awards is for us to really create a platter that highlights some of our most fun, distinct flavors.
Like and a poo-poo platter?
A poo-poo platter. Yeah, it's covered in the poo-poo. And, you know, because of the diversity of what we do, it's really hard to choose exactly what the heck we're going to do. And I actually just finalized our vendi menu last night.
Do you want to tell us?
Yeah, I'll tell.
Breaking news!
All right, so we're going to do a small-sized version of the Korean barbecue seitan we make, which is like a smoked chili grilled seitan. And we make our own fresh kimchi using a couple different types of radish and Napa cabbage. It's really pretty kimchi. We use watermelon radishes in it and stuff. And then there's marinated dark greens, and it kind of all goes on this chili butter grilled tortilla that we wrap around it. Not like a taco. It's kind of this funny, weird triangular open face way we fold it. I don't know what it is. It's just yummy. It's really always been one of my favorite things on
the
menu. And even my 12-year-old daughter, it's her absolute fave on the menu.
Cool.
She has a pretty high tolerance for spice.
I bet.
So we're doing that. We're doing a version of one of our new menu items that's going to be debuting this Thursday. And it's going to be a lemon caper grilled oyster mushrooms over the parsnip sage bread pudding with marinated kale, roasted chestnut cream, and we're going to put some fried artichokes on it.
Oh, my God.
And that's just a lovely medley of other good textures. And for people who really don't dig stuff like seitan or tofu and all that kind of stuff, it's a nice thing to have on the menu.
Yeah, all vegetable-based.
Then we're going to be doing a taco format, just so it's nice and small version of the Thai barbecue tempeh we do, which is tempeh that's grilled in a marinade we make from chilies and lime juice and galangal and lemongrass and basil, and that's going to go with arugula and sriracha mayo and some smoked chili roasted peanuts as a taco. And then we're going to do two different types of donuts for dessert. One of them is really one of my faves, which is a fresh cranberry glazed donut. And we stew cranberries and orange rind with some maple syrup, and we puree it and use that as kind of the base for the donut glaze. And it's really pretty and really tasty, and it's going to go on like a cider-based cake donut. And the other donut we're going to do is the Norber Berweiber Berweiber Hydrofab donut, which is a whole long story in and of itself why it has a ridiculous name. But it's a white chocolate glazed donut that is filled with bourbon hazelnut ganache and sprinkled with dirty blonde streusel.
Dirty blonde.
It's a mixture.
Blonde. It's not brown.
It's like dirty. Ground up blondies and chocolate cookies, basically.
Oh, shit.
It's pretty zany.
Well, you guys are bringing fall, like.
Yeah, well, that's what
hardcore
time it is, you know? Like,
yeah.
And I really
excited.
I really try to keep our menu as seasonal as we can. It's getting tricky, though, because, you know, every new menu item we introduce, there's people who are going to burn us at the stake if we remove it from the menu.
Yeah.
So because it's a limited amount of stuff we can hold on the truck, it's hard to keep changing our menu without being able to remove stuff. So the menu keeps growing and growing.
Yeah.
And it's like humongous now.
It's humongous.
And, you know, there's only so much fridge space we have. So now when we change the menu, we really only get to change a few things.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like to keep a few things really seasonal, and kind of some of the other stuff just can't budge. Like that Korean barbecue seitan is not coming off our menu anytime soon.
Good.
Yep.
So is this platter available? Like, you get everything?
Yeah, basically what we've done in the past, because it's such a wild eating extravaganza for people who come to the Vendi Awards, and I know not everybody wants everything, so we usually, what we did last year, and I think it was a good idea, is we broke it down into a platter of our sweet things and our savory things, and we just asked people what they wanted to try of those things.
Oh, cool.
You know, that way people aren't just like throwing donuts in the garbage or something.
Yeah.
Who just ate every dessert vendor's stuff and they're not interested.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it sounds so good. I'm so excited. I'm going to eat all good. Of
that. I'm really excited too. The Vendy Awards really have been every year this thing that really forces us to kind of innovate and be like, we have to outdo what we did last year. And, it's really cool looking back at the previous years, just seeing how we kept on upping the ante and making it crazier and crazier. And, it's really helped us in developing things that end up staying on the truck. You know, certain things we did for the first time at the Vendy Awards, and people just really, really loved them, and they stuck around.
And you guys are really good, like, about your social media and staying in touch with your consumer base, and like, you guys are on Twitter. And Facebook, and you're at Vegan Lunch Truck.
Yeah, on Twitter, we're at Vegan Lunch Truck. I think there was somebody with 5 followers and a picture of a cat who was the cinnamon snail on Twitter, so we had to be Vegan Lunch Truck.
Oh.
It's okay. I'm glad that person has the cat and 5 followers. They're adorable. I should follow them.
You should. I really should. Yeah, you should. And they should follow you. So you can always find out where they are. They change locations like every day.
Yeah, we're mostly in Manhattan throughout the week, and we still serve Jersey City on Thursday evenings and Red Bank, New Jersey on Sundays. But we're, you know, there's various spots in Midtown and the Financial District and Flatiron District that we kind of revolve through every week.
Anytime I'm in Manhattan, I'm like, oh, it's only 60 blocks away. I can stop by Cinnamon Stale. So you can follow them there. You can follow them on Facebook, and definitely check them out at the Vendy Awards.
Yay!
Yay! It's September 7th. It's in Industry City.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, in the Sunset Park area of Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's kind of just south of, Battery Park on the Brooklyn side.
Whatever that means, yes. You can go online and get tickets at Vendy Awards. You can just Google that. Thank you so much for coming, and
for
congratulations for all your honors this year. You're a Vendy hero, a Vendy big dog, big shot.
I'm a Vendy big wig.
Big wig. Yes, you are. Yeah.
The kid in Kaboodle.
Well, this has been Adam Sobel, a.k.a. The Hulk, and Sarah Gaiman from HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Thanking you for tuning in. Have a great day.
Tiddle-o.
Bye. Tiddle-o.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.